a little bit over your tonic.
Yeah. Did you ever hear it called anything else, though? I mean, maybe joking.
Oh, some call them pretties.
Yeah, anything else?
Well, I don't think of it right now. I know they call, used to call them pretties, and then the government got to come to call them toilets.
Yeah. You ever call it, what does outhouse mean?
Well, they cut some called it outbuilding. They're going out to the outbuilding.
Did men call it anything different? Or did,
well, they all went.
Do men talk much different from women?
Oh, well, yeah, they got a different voice.
I mean, different words that they would use.
Well, sometimes they'd have different words than the ladies would, and they do get. But people used to, they just, well, they didn't have a school books, you know, it's hard to get school books, and they didn't have books like we did. All kind of like we have now.
Yeah.
Of course, they had their Bibles and their Testaments and things like that.
Yeah.
And they read good books and things like that. And then they'd take a little paper of some kind. Now they have all kinds of papers.
Yeah.
I take 2 county papers, Chronicle at a time. And I've took the Chronicle ever since I was 15 years old. I'm 17. It's got awful high, though. I send it to my son for Christmas. And it's $6.50 out of 10. But I signed for it for 6 months at a time for me and him, and I don't miss it so bad that way.
Yeah.
And then when the 6 months out, I sign again.
Yeah.
But I take the time, that seems like there's more history in the Times than there is in the Chronicle. Sometimes, you know, they're making out a lot of history now of all everything. Where people, where they was raised at, and where they was raised, and where they come from.
Yeah. A big building where you'd put hay and where the cattle would be housed.
They called it mangers.
Mangers.
Put the hay down. My husband had a little place, and he'd have what he called a cattle barn, and he had a place you could put the hay and it'd go down in the manger. And people used to, you know, they'd have to carry it out of the barn and
mm-hmm.
feed it to the cattle on the outside.
So you just had
they didn't have a place to put their cattle up back in my growing up. Well, they didn't have a lot of cattle, no how. They'd have oxen to work. I can remember my daddy had the old oxen. And I'd hit, put the yoke on, and I thought that was the grandest thing it was to put that yoke on them ox. And they had old horn, and they just turned their head that way in that old horn. Some of them, I was telling some kids here the other day, and they just sat and watched me tell out them where you go rock. And he called them Tom and Jerk. And Rogers got the old yoke, his antique. I don't know where, I guess a lot of people use it oxen some now. And I've seen oxen shoes, put shoes on like they did horses in my growing up. I've not seen too much of it, but I've seen them put a shoe. You can see that, oxen's got a fork and they got to put a little half shoe on.
Yeah.
And a horse, their shoes ring.
Did you always buy 2? Did you ever just have one?
Just one ox?
Yeah.
No, they always had 2 pulled together like they do with horses. You know,
yeah.
They put 2 on the course ages for a horse's single too.
Yeah, but you never were oxen single?
Well, not too much. I my daddy always, he had what is it? And he called a cart, and he'd gather corn in. It's kind of like a wagon, but it just had 2 wheels to